Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want to get to our guest, Leader Jim Durkin, the House, Illinois House Republican Minority Leader, is joining us right now. Leader Durkin, thank you for coming on the show with us today. Obviously, it's a big day on the national scale. We have a President Biden, and a lot is going to be happening on the national stage, but certainly in the state of Illinois, we've seen a lot come out of this lame duck session. You guys are back in session now with your new assembly. What can you tell us about what is ahead for the state of Illinois?
Well, you know, that's a good question. But Annie, thank you for putting me on your show. I love the Metro East, and I've had great moments down there. And I will say that I'm so pleased with the Metro East and with our new representative Amy Ellick that she gave one of my nomination speeches last week. So I just had to add that. But
awesome.
But Annie, you know that this was Mike Madigan's final. This was his goodbye to Illinois, was to force at the last minute some really heavy duty pieces of legislation that were part of the Legislative Black Caucus's agenda. But the problem is that these bills were given to us at the last second, last minute, and we did not vote for them, but these are bills that are going to cost the state of Illinois, whether it's on health care, billions of dollars. But there was one in particular, a bill that is a criminal justice reform bill that is going to be a major, major setback for public safety in the state of Illinois if the governor signs this bill. And this had to deal with police licensing certification, but also ending the cash bail system. But there's provisions in this bill that are so anti-victim. I'm very troubled by it. I come from a line of being a prosecutor. I understand the world of criminal justice and also due process, but there are aspects of this bill that are so troubling to me as a citizen and also as a person who believes in the criminal justice system. And it was done at the last minute of the morning of the legislative session where the Republicans were actually cut off. Our debate was cut off by the Democrats on this criminal justice bill. So, Annie, this is typical of Mike Madigan, though, as I said earlier. This is Mike Madigan, what I believe made the deal with the Legislative Black Caucus, that he is going to pass whatever agenda items that they want. Just make sure that you can commit to me for votes. And you know what? Mike Madigan is at least on face no longer the speaker, but he hasn't left the legislature. So we have a budget. I'm taking up a lot of the space, but I just want to give you a real quick snapshot. Yeah. We have a major budget problem. As I've said, and other members have said, that for the past many months, that the Democrats were irresponsible. The governor's complaining that he has a budget that is balanced, that's off balance by about $3 billion. We told him you cannot balance a budget based on future conditions coming true. One was the graduated tax that failed miserably, but also hoping for a federal bailout. Now the tax failed, the bailout isn't here yet. So he's saying, all right, Republicans, where are your cuts? I said, well, our cuts were back when we told you can't spend this money that you don't have back in May. So this is your problem, sir. So right. We're operating with an unbalanced budget. But I will say this, Annie, with Mike Madigan and all other Democrats over the years, they never cared about a balanced budget. They never did. Under in any time in the past 10 years. So at least J.B. Pritzker believes that we have to have a budget that is balanced, but he doesn't understand that we can't spend money that we don't have. So that's going to be, I will say, a major issue for the legislature. But let me, now that we have a new speaker, and I've known Mr. Welch for a number of years, and, he was the chairman of the Special Investigation Committee on Mike Madigan. I don't believe that he did a good job for the citizens of Illinois, but I'm going to start fresh. We have a new legislative session ahead of us. We have a new speaker. And I said, and I've said this publicly, that the sign of goodwill and good faith that I will see from Mr. Welch, if he's willing to work with Republicans to get a fair document that will be our new House rules, which will open up the process for all members to have at least a voice in this process of how legislative, how bills will be moved through the legislative system, as opposed to the speaker controlling every bill when they're going to be called. So I gave you a lot.
No, that's fantastic.
Before, there's a whole lot of questions that, about the new speaker and about the budget. Illinois House Minority Leader Jim Durkin on the phone with us. But real quick, so many people have even contacted me in my personal life about this criminal justice reform bill. Is there a chance that the governor won't sign this thing?
He made a statement that it sounds great, but I don't think the governor has actually read through it. So I'm going to be making an offer to him to not sign the bill, that I will go line by line with him on the bill. He's a lawyer. I'm a lawyer. He's not a litigator. I'm a litigator. I'm a prosecutor. I understand the criminal justice system. But there are a few aspects of it that are so troubling. One of them, again, this whole notion of cash bail, elimination of cash bail and the only way that you can have a person detained is that the prosecution has to ask for a detention hearing. And that's for only in cases where we have defined as forcible felonies. Now, look at the statute that talks about forcible felonies. It doesn't cover every violent crime, but I also think that we're going to allow drug traffickers and people who are dealing drugs to be able to walk out on cash bond. But there's another provision which is really bad. This is the worst of it all, is that when you have a detention hearing, the Democrats included a provision that states that in a case where there is a violent crime or forcible felony, and that could be a sexual assault, a home invasion, a aggravated battery, domestic violence, that the defendant can petition the court and have the complaining witness appear at the bond hearing. This is think about this. This is a child. This is a woman who has been violently assaulted, is going to be forced within 48 hours of an arrest or a crime to have to appear at a bond hearing.
That's terrible.
For what purpose? I have no idea. I've done 1,000, if 10,000 bond hearings. The purpose of a bond hearing is to determine whether or not there's probable cause to detain, not probable cause to go to trial.
I mean, we've talked a lot about this police reform bill. It's not something that we've supported here, and we've encouraged people to pay attention to it. And I would encourage people to contact J.B. Pritzker right now and make sure that your voice is heard. It's good to see that you're trying to work with him to modify some of this. Hopefully he responds to that. Leader Durkin, before we let you go, I want to know a little bit more about your thoughts on the next 2 years here with a new speaker, with Speaker Welch. It sounds to me like you're going into this with an open mind, and we know how Mike Madigan has worked for decades, the entirety of my lifetime. In Springfield, Illinois, there's a new sheriff in town, and you're suggesting that maybe there's some opportunity for some real effective change. What are you encouraging this next assembly here to try to achieve that is going to benefit the people, the taxpayers of the state of Illinois?
Well, first and foremost, it's going to have to be with our budget and the way in which we spend their money, not our money, the people's money. And we have to live within our means. We have to actually pay attention to something called a revenue estimate. To me, that is extremely important. I will say any next is going to be ethics reform. We are in the midst of probably the largest scandal in Illinois history with Speaker Madigan and ComEd. And also, I will say that those are, and as I said earlier, the issue of the House rules are extremely important as well. So spending, ethics reform, and I'll include pension reform. if there is a new day in Springfield and that there's a willingness to not walk away and run away from the major issues, but to address them head on, those are the issues that have to be addressed. I've said this, and I'm so blue in the face, but our pensions take up now 25% of our state spending, and that's just no longer acceptable. And that's for less than 2% of the population.
Before I let you go here, I want to ask you to encourage our listeners here. Certainly, Amy Ehlich has replaced Monica Bristow. A lot of people in the listening audience are very happy, and the reason why that is the case. We know that Katie Stewart in the 112th, as my representative, voted again for Mike Madigan. That seems to be the backwards way of thinking in the state of Illinois. What do you encourage people who are in these districts with a Katie Stewart or with a Hoffman or any of these southern representatives that are still invested in supporting some of these, you know, yesterday ways of doing business in the state of Illinois? Should they contact them?
What are they getting out of it? What are they getting out of these representatives? They've spent a career following Mike Madigan, and look, they're pleasant people. I know them well, but the fact is they are all in line with him. And Mike Madigan's agenda for Illinois has been nothing more about him maintaining power and walking away from, I think, a fair representation. So if you'll see that both of them have voted with Mike Madigan on budgets, and which are grossly out of order and grossly unbalanced. I think Katie Stewart's got some explaining to do. Look, she's been with him. She's taken his money over and over over the years. She voted against him, but the fact is, I think it's a little too late. So this is an area that we were able to do we made great progress in the Metro East over the past two cycles, and I think it's representative of there's good, honest people like Amy Ehlich and David Freese who flipped Democrat seats because people saw who they are, that they are their own person. They are not puppets of Mike Madigan, and that they will represent their district and not the 13th Ward of Chicago.
Yeah, and you know, I'm going to tell you that right now the Metro East still has work to do, and we're going to continue to push here in the southern part of the state for reform, for common sense reform. I love hearing you talk about ethics reform, because nothing can happen until that type of stuff gets taken care of. So, Leader Durkin, it's
We've
a pleasure to speak with you. Go ahead.
Annie, anytime.
No, I would just say that until we can police ourselves in that building, we will never get anywhere, and we will not make any progress. So I'm prepared to do it. Speaker Welch, I'm extending the olive branch for him to put ethics reform above everything. We can get that done immediately.
We'd love to have him on the show as well. Thank you. Thank you so much for the time, Leader. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much, Ian. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.